This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
Brain health is very, very important. No, this is not an ad for BetterHelp, but it is something, though, that we all should be very aware of as we age. And new research is showing that one of the things that could help you is kids, having kids, Okay. Specifically having a ton of kids.
Okay.
Here's some excerpts from this article. Some young people think that they're going to have an army of children, but then they have one. They realize kids are exhausting, expensive, and completely life-consuming, and they think, okay, I'm good with just one. Well, apparently, that's not helping you. The effect was seen on mothers and fathers, so this is not pregnancy. It was actually the act of caregiving.
Sure.
That is where this comes from. Having more children is linked to increased brain connectivity in areas that typically decline with age, and kids protect against that. They keep those synapses in the brain firing and connecting to each other, whereas people who do not have many kids or do not go through the caregiver experience, they see them die off. Now, they don't say how many kids.
Okay.
They just said multiple kids. So I'm going to guess three or more.
Okay.
Because I got to tell you, having three feels like a million.
I don't think so.
Like, do we think that this, like, obviously this is true, but do we think, though, that this makes sense?
I don't think it makes complete sense.
Explain that.
Okay, so there's a lot of moving parts to having kids. There's schedules, there's milestones, there's things that they need. They are constantly growing out of things. You have to be paying attention to that. Even, like, if they're having a fit and you have to calm them down.
Right.
I think so many parts of, even just being on alert so that nobody hurts themselves.
Or just constant worry.
Sure.
That's something that people who don't have kids don't understand. Like, imagine from the time you wake up until the time you go to sleep, there's a part of you, maybe not a big part, but there's always a part of you that's worried about somebody.
Or for me, there's a part of me that misses.
Or misses them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good point. People who don't have kids, by the way, not left out of this, a group of people that have the exact same effect on brain health that do not have kids, you know who they found?
Dog owners.
No. Caregivers.
Oh,
elderly caregivers,
sure,
had the same brain health and the connectivity that did not decline over time, because they said it's the act of caregiving. It's the act of spinning plates all the time and making sure people are happy and healthy. And I mean, I get it.
So what we're saying is I should have another baby.
No.
I think...
Nature's trying to tell you otherwise.
I think I could fight through perimenopause. If anybody could do it, I think it could be me.
I get what you're saying. I get what this study is saying. But there's still a big part of me that just goes, how can this be true when at the end of every single day, I am exhausted? We're like, I feel like I'm on the verge of a collapse.
Okay, think of it this way. If you are somebody that is training for a marathon, you are strengthening your body, but every day you're exhausted.
That's a good analogy.
I know.
We're in training.
Yeah, you're constantly just...
For a race that never happens.
I think the race is constantly happening.
Kevin, I mean, as somebody who doesn't have kids, does this make you jealous? Does it make you feel like, man, I should have kids? Or do you think like, I'll be okay?
I'll be okay until the day where I get very old and I start decreasing.
Declining.
You're already there.
Wow.
But then it's too late.
No, I still care right now.
Okay.
So I still have that some type of care, like my dogs.
Your dogs don't even live at your house.
Yeah, but there was nothing in this study at all about animals.
My nephew.
Okay.
Okay.
Every so often.
But still, that's one kid.
My mother.
Oh, okay.
How are you caring for your mother?
Somewhat. Emotionally.
She has a boyfriend, and she also has your brother.
Okay.
Seems like she's the one.
She needs someone to make her feel young.
All right.
And okay. That's me.
And so how do you do that?
You know, I say, hey, sister.
Okay.
Teaches her which emoji to use.
Yes, literally.
All right. Well, Kevin, get working on those kids, all right?
Okay.
For your health. Come